Oh, hello, backstagers. I'm Lola. I'm waiting for something here, so I just felt like recording something, maybe just rambling. And I just found the Deadly 777 J-Jackbot questionnaire, and yeah, almost a tongue twister. So it's very interesting, I think. And I decided to record. I really hope you have some fun time with me, because I'm having a fun time with this questionnaire. Okay, so part one is about sensual questions. Describe your most romantic date. If you haven't been on one, describe your ideal romantic date. So I almost never had a date. I have a few dates in the past, but I'm not a dating girl. And I think that would be very romantic. Most romantic would be in a very cozy restaurant, like homemade food. Maybe some Italian food, or sushi, and I don't know, we would talk about our lives, find some things about each other, and talk about what we expect of our futures, not necessarily together, but it could be fun to fantasize something just for fun, you know, and would have wine and maybe some piano in the background. I think I'm kind of old style girl in a date thing, I mean. So if I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? Gerberas. They are so colorful and so beautiful. I am definitely a rainbow whore. I love colors. I do really do love colors. And yeah, that's it. Gerberas. Very colorful, please. Especially the pink and yellow ones. Which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym, staying home and watching Netflix or playing video games, and doing outdoorsy stuff like fishing, hiking, camping, or just working on chores or projects around the house. Look, I think that quality time would be something that both have fun and, you know, could feel like they are bound to each other. But for me, I prefer going out for a night on the town or staying home and watching Netflix or playing video games. Actually, more watching Netflix. I don't play video games since Super Nintendo. So that's it. What's the sweetest thing anyone has ever said or done to you? I'm into a girl here, and we are waiting for the vaccine, and you know, to be safe, everyone, and healthy. So we want a date, but she just wrote me a poem, and it was really, really sweet and amazing, because there were like political stuff, and she wrote some things like a witch recipe, you know, because my name is a sorcerer's name. So she wrote about, you know, spiders and bats and snakes, and it was really, really fun. I just loved it. I loved it so much that I put as favorite one of my favorite messages. So it was amazing. What's your favorite romantic comedy type movie? I like some, but not that much. I think that How to Be Single is one of my favorites. And the one with, oh my God, I just forgot. With Reese Witherspoon, Sweet Home Alabama. And the other one, she's with Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, I don't remember. I think it's What If or something like this. But it's very nice. I mean, she's in a coma and he sees her spirit, and it's cute. I like mostly the gardens. Well, that's it. I don't think that Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind is a comedy. Actually, it's not, it's drama, but this is one of my favorite movies. Okay, so let's say you are on a really big first date and you really want to impress the other person. You both order the lightly seared salmon, the waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose for you and your date? I think my date would help me to choose the wine. But I must say, and I am always honest, I am really crystal clear, and I say, hey, I love sweet and cheap wines. So, yeah, that's it. Maybe a Lambrusco. I don't know. I know this word from Italian guys. I don't know how to say in English, or if it even changed, but that's it. Maybe some Riesling is nice too. Look, I don't know how to say white wine, red wine, and blue wine, pink wine. I don't know. I just would say, hey, give me a tasty wine and let's go. And sweet, please, because I really hate dry wine. All right. Where am I? Here. Okay, this one is seriously going to hit home for some people, but it's important to be honest with yourself. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant? Or do you feel you just, oops, do you feel you do just fine and there's nothing wrong with you? It's clearly the other person's fault. Okay, I feel like I'm distant. I was needy in the past and I was really boring, but I think I am distant. I mean, I have a lot of stuff to do. I'm waiting here to do stuff while I record this. So, yeah, I mean, I am a busy girl, so I feel I'm distant and this is bad. But before we start a relationship, before I start a relationship with anyone, I just tell it and the person just knows it. That's it. Part two, silly questions. Wow, three parts, okay. If your vagina had a name, what would it be? I don't know, I never thought about naming my vagina. Valentina. I don't know. All right. Fuck one, kill one, marry one. Ronald McDonald, Spock, and Bigfoot. Okay, so if I fuck one, I kill one, I marry one. I mean, if I marry someone, probably I would have to fuck after marriage, right? After wedding, during the relationship. So I'm sorry, Bigfoot, but I have to kill you. I don't think I would, how can I say? You would, I don't think you would fit, right? Or me. So I have to kill Bigfoot. And to fuck would be Ronald McDonald. My okay, I just ruined someone's childhood. And well, I would marry Spock because, well, he's hot. If you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? Average, because I know how I and some girls I know avoid to fuck really big guys. So an average size, like, to have more chances to have sex. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount? Oh, I'm sorry, I just skipped one. Let's go back. There's no escape. You must choose to be attacked by either one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. Which do you choose? What? Attacked by either one horse-sized duck. I think one horse-sized duck. Yeah. Yeah, one. That's it. I mean, I can survive to a duck, I think. Right. Now, would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? The first one, because I don't think I would. Pigs have 30 minutes orgasm, as I know. I would never be able to, I just forgot the word, sorry. I couldn't take it, sorry. I'm sorry, really, really sorry. I'm just waiting something to be sent, and I have to be awake. Okay, your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. My God, do you? Probably. I would ask him or her to see a therapist, but well, depends on the my mood, so why not? Or why? If you discovered a time machine that would allow you to bang one historical figure, mainly for bragging rights. Mainly for bragging rights, okay. Who would you choose and why? Oh my God. Okay. I don't have idea. Yeah, I really don't. I really don't have any idea. I don't know. I really don't. Okay, I really don't know. But probably for bragging rights. The person who wrote my country's constitution, probably. Yeah. All right. Now the part three, sexy questions. If you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in a harrowing detail, colors, textures, dimensions. If not, what toys would you like to try? Look, I really have some BDSM toys here, but to masturbate, I have how can I say it's not a dick, it's a corn. Yeah, I do have a silicone corn that I it was a gift from my ex sub, and he gave me this as a joke, but I really loved it. And it's a silicone corn, and it's like an orange, but it's not, it's a reddish orange, and it's soft. And it's, I think, is 21, 22 centimeters. So that's it. It's good. It's good. It's really nice. All right. In detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true someday. A few days ago, I just recorded a script about Twitter, a fangirl that gets, you know, she wins, to say so, private meet and greet, and actually the celebrity is there to fuck her. So I would really love this to happen to me and Joaquin Phoenix, maybe. Sorry, I mean, I'm lucky he never listened to this. But I would totally sit on his lap. I would sit so hard on him that I would change my name to Excalibur, and he would be the New England King if he could take me off. So that's it. All right. Do you prefer to be a natural, clean-shaven, or do you have a specific pubic hairstyle? What do you prefer in a partner? Look, I have all natural here, for real. I am allergic to shaving, and anyway, I really need my hair, okay? And I really like, I do prefer the natural one. I don't like shaved parts, but I don't complain when I see it. If you're having some personal time and you're not in any rush, do you explore your various erogenous zones as a type of masturbation? Foreplay, or do you just jump to the main event? I jump to the main event. I watch some porn, I listen to some porn, and I like it, but I really don't explore, not in my personal time, not in my masturbation. I like to play with my body and the rest of time, the bath, or maybe when I'm reading something. I really like to feel my touch, but not in a sexual way. And then I just find out what I like. I know it's a kind of weird, but that's it. In the masturbation time, I just go to the main event. Would you go to a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex, yeah? If so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? No. Because if I bring someone, I don't care about sex, but if I bring someone to a sex shop, a sex store with me, I trust the person and probably he knows my preferences. So, no. Let's say you were in line at a convenience store and recognize one of your favorite Beauvais heartthrobs by their voice and you absolutely know for sure that's them and they look exactly how you imagine them. What do you do? I know that I can't go and say, hey, you are, I don't know, Mr. Robs, Mr. Johnson from GWA. I don't know if there is any Mr. Robs or Mr. Johnson on GWA, but if there is, it's just an example. So I would never say, hey, you, boy, girl, person, you are, you know, dear Luna, let's use my name. But I would probably say, hey, I must say that I love your voice, okay? You have a very, very beautiful or a sexy voice. So I just want to say that. And thank you. And the person would probably be like, does she knows? Would be very interesting. And if someone did this to me, I would say, thank you. And pretend that I don't know about anything. That's it. Okay, this last bit is more of a challenge than a question. Have an orgasm while reading that sonnet by Shakespeare. I mentioned it earlier, take your time, don't come before I finish reading. Sweetheart, I'm sorry, but no. Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much and have a nice week.